This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a 300-year-old mathematical puzzle solved. But first, the Oregonian newspaper reports today that several Catholic parishes in that state are moving to protect their assets. Those assets could be seized to pay off sexual abuse claims. The Portland Archdiocese filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection 2 months ago, citing the cost of the sexual abuse lawsuits. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on how church leaders are hoping to get a handle on the legal claims.
For centuries, Roman Catholic bishops have preached ancient traditions and old-world theology from the candlelit sanctuaries of hushed cathedrals. But last month, Portland Archbishop John Vlasny found himself in a very modern setting, outside an Oregon bankruptcy court under the harsh lights of television cameras. He told reporters he didn't ask permission from the Vatican to take such a bold move.
Each bishop runs his own diocese, and that's been historically true from the very beginning. If you study early church history, you kind of notice lots of bishops were asserting their rights independent of the Bishop of Rome. It's been kind
Already,
of
the Portland Archdiocese has paid out more than $50 million in sex abuse settlements to about 130 victims. 80 more cases are on hold while the bankruptcy case proceeds. Vlasny's decision to declare bankruptcy makes him a pioneer among American church leaders, says Father Thomas Rees, editor of the Catholic America magazine.
Because this is the first time it's ever happened, it was kind of a shock and a surprise.
But Rees says bankruptcy was an almost inevitable move towards modernity for an institution with very old ways of doing things.
In the old days, what would happen would be, if a diocese got into financial trouble, some of the richer and bigger dioceses would come to its aid. Well, these are the dioceses that themselves are facing very serious financial problems because of these sex abuse cases.
And dioceses large and small across the nation are watching how yet another groundbreaking strategy in Portland will work. Rather than bracing for the next lawsuit, the Portland Archdiocese is proposing a plan to seek out as many victims of priest sexual abuse as possible. That way, says Archdiocese Attorney Tom Stilley, his client could get on with the 2,000-year-old business of ministering to the flock.
What we want to do here is we want to find all the people who potentially have a claim, bring those people into the bankruptcy process, and take care of all those claims now.
Stilley is proposing a media campaign to include newspaper ads, a website, and an 800 number to find people who have been abused but have not yet come forward in Portland. Stilley says under his plan, victims would have 90 days to file a claim or be forever barred from suing the archdiocese. But a lawyer who represents a group of sexual abuse victims in Portland says that's not enough time for all victims to come to grips with their trauma. Attorney Al Kennedy.
They know about the abuse. And they know that they have problems. The problem is they haven't made the connection.
Regardless of how the bankruptcy judge works out the details, Kennedy says defining how many victims are owed compensation is potentially the most important question in the case.
This is the first time this has happened nationally, and this will be a precedent for the rest of the country.
For many Catholics in Portland, all of these developments are unsettling. It's registration day at Central Catholic High School. Nervous students are getting their ID pictures.
Bring your nose right over this way and head. There we go. Perfect. That's beautiful. Ready? One, two, and good.
And buying school books for the year. But as parents here buy school supplies, they're well aware of the Archdiocese's precarious finances. Central Catholic parent Joe Hudson says he's concerned, but glad classes will open as usual.
Even though there's this dark cloud, this sort of Damocles holding over our head, you can't just worry about that. Ultimately, this is what you do. You get your kids educated, you go to church, and you got to get back to normal life.
Normal church life is exactly what church leaders in Tucson, Arizona are after, too. But Bishop Gerald Kikanis says there may not be a better solution than bankruptcy. Kikana says a $14 million settlement in 2002 left the Catholic Church in Tucson financially fragile.
We believe that that was the extent of the damage and hurt that had been done, only to realize it was really only the beginning. When you're trying to reach out to all who have been hurt, which is the responsibility of the Church, Chapter 11 is the only form where a fair and equitable distribution of assets can be made to creditors.
The risk, as Kikanis and Archbishop Vlasny know, is that in bankruptcy court, everything the church owns is up for grabs for the 2 or 3 years the case goes on. But then, after more than 2,000 years of church history, a few years may not be that long a wait. For Day to Day, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.